During the August primary election, Dawn Homan wanted to vote, but her schedule changed at the last minute. She works at a church in Chandler and was called in.
They had a voting station at the church, and I was like, oh, I got called in today, and I don't know if I'm able to vote.
A poll worker reassured Homan.
She's like, oh, you can do a provisional ballot. I'm like, oh, okay.
The Federal Help America Vote Act says anyone who shows up at a polling place and wants to vote can get a provisional ballot, and election officials will later determine if it can be counted. Some provisionals will count, but in Arizona, if the voter isn't supposed to vote at that polling place, their ballot will be thrown out. In the 2012 presidential election, Arizona rejected 11,000 provisional ballots cast at the wrong polling place. Dawn Homan later found out that's what happened to hers in the primary.
I was really disappointed because the whole point of voting is so it counts. So to find out that I did the provisional there and it didn't count, they should have explained that to me.
After the August primary, a judge found Maricopa County poll workers had failed to properly inform voters those ballots wouldn't count. It was part of a lawsuit over counting ballots in the Congressional District 5 primary, where the difference between the candidates was razor thin. In a rare move, the court ordered a small number of rejected ballots to be counted, including Homan's. That litigation has prompted Maricopa County to make some changes for Tuesday's election.
So we have changed our procedures a little bit to make this exceptionally, hopefully, clear to the voter.
At a recent poll worker training, Tonya Tunnell from the Maricopa County Elections Department showed the trainees a new sign that will greet voters.
This sign says, hey, notice, attention, per state law, your ballot will not count if you cast a ballot in the wrong polling place. We're putting that right next to the signature pad so the voter's going to see that.
Tunnell takes the class through an exercise about how to handle a lost voter named David who shows up at a polling place in Phoenix when he's actually assigned to a polling place in Mesa. With the help of an electronic tablet called an e-poll book, the poll worker is able to pull up the correct address in Mesa where David should vote and print it out for him.
You're going to say, David, per the voting records, it indicates that you are not in the correct polling location. You are not in the right precinct. In order for your ballot to count, you must vote in the correct polling location. So you hand this to him, and then I honestly want you to stop and stare at him.
Tunnell hopes that stare encourages David to go to his polling place in Mesa, though the Help America Vote Act says poll workers have to let people vote provisionally right then and there if they insist.
So we cannot turn them away, so we have to give them the ballot if they insist, but they need to understand we're not going to count that ballot.
Returning poll worker Viola DeBay was relieved to hear the updated advice. She'd heard poll workers in the past tell people in the wrong polling place that there was just a possibility their provisional ballot wouldn't count.
And I thought afterwards, this isn't right when we know it's not going to count.
There are other scenarios in which types of provisional ballots are likely to be counted, such as a voter who's moved to a new address. So Tunnell is adamant about this piece of advice to her trainees.
Do not go off and say provisionals do not count, because that's not true. But ballots cast in the wrong polling place will not count.
Meanwhile, the Democratic Party says Arizona's policy rejecting provisional ballots cast in the wrong polling place unfairly disenfranchises voters. They're challenging the policy in a federal lawsuit. Late Friday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals denied Democrats' request to suspend the policy before Tuesday's election, but the court will examine the issue in January. Jude Jaffe-Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.